The Bruno Mars ticket buying experience was a little traumatic for a lot of people this past June. At HPR, we've been wondering, are there any useful takeaways from that experience? Here's Ticketmaster Vice President, Head of Music, David Marcus, on the Bruno Mars ticket selling process.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bruno's goal was to have a single on sale that favored the residents of Hawaii. And so having the billing zip code restriction was, I think, a good decision. There is nothing that can be done to solve the supply-demand equation.
Thousands of people were ready when tickets officially went on sale June 9th, 10 a.m. Tickets from $49.50 to $125 went to Hawaii zip codes only for the first 48 hours. Still, thousands of people were shut out. A second show was added. The line started Tuesday for box office sales on Saturday. Still, even fans in line were shut out.
Both shows have sold out, but yeah, you can get a ticket. If you want to spend $500 for a field ticket, you can get a ticket today. That's the problem.
Stephen Levins, Hawaii's Executive Director of Consumer Protection, estimates just fans alone, there were well over 100,000 devices cramming the system.
But I think it's fair to say that there were a significant number of tickets that were taken by bots.
Those tickets are now showing up on the secondary market. It's called scalping.
Well, federal law essentially prohibits what's happening. The challenge here is finding the bad guys who are doing it.
I'm not exaggerating when I tell you it is the number one priority here at Ticketmaster.
Marcus says tracking bot usage is a fast-changing rabbit hole.
You know, we spend more time and more money defending our systems than we have to, you know, try to figure out who's behind these things.
Bot entities can set up thousands of accounts, say, in Hawaii's zip code, and leap other verification hurdles, too. Marcus says artists want to offer lower ticket prices, but those get snapped up and resold. Second row seats at the Mars concert, originally 125, are now offered for 6,972 at StadiumHonolulu.com. On Broadway, Hamilton retaliated by raising prices themselves. That cooled the scalpers, but is everybody happy?
We want to change the dynamic and not make it about how fast you can come to buy tickets, but about who you are.
In late 2016, Ticketmaster launched Verified Fan, a new system by which buyers register and are vetted before being invited to buy tickets.
Like in the Taylor Swift case, we let people in effectively one at a time based on how much they had engaged with Taylor Swift over the course of her album release campaign.
They know these things.
In some cases, we only select enough people to participate as there are tickets to sell.
Marcus says all buyers might gather in a waiting room and purchase as their randomly selected numbers are called. There's no extra fee for this yet. As for waiting physically in line, fewer do it the last 15 years.
Yeah. That's the old school way. Yeah, it's the way you build community and share your love of an artist and be committed. And I think for a lot of people, you know, there's something fun about it.
Aloha Stadium tells HPR they're looking at alternatives, including online-only ticket sales. Other states have anti-scalping laws, and Senator Rosalynn Baker says her Consumer Protection Committee will look at some kind of legislation next session. Not that anything will be easy to enforce. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.